Okay, welcome to the commentary for the Emotionally Intelligent Husbands article. I'll just chat about why I chose this and what it means to me. I chose this, I guess, because I myself am hoping to improve my relationship with Tomoe and always trying to be better. This is from a very interesting book by Dr. John Gottman. I'm trying to remember the name of the book exactly. The Seven Principles of Good Marriage, something like that. Anyway, Gottman's interesting, Dr. John Gottman. He's a researcher. He does research on marriages. So his book is based not just on his opinion or experience, but also on research. And what they do is he and his group research marriages, and they try to figure out what causes marriages to succeed and what causes them to fail. And his definition of success and failure are important. Success means that both partners report, say, they are very happy with the relationship. Okay, so that's success. And failure means, number one, of course, divorce. But it also means, number two, that one or both partners, husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, are very unhappy. So that's failure. So some people remain married, but they're not happy. So that's considered a failure by Dr. Gottman in his research. So they find these groups of marriages, these two kinds of marriages, and then they study these people. And it's quite interesting. They study them in a very close detail. Of course, they interview them and get lots of information. But they do much more than that. They bring them in to their research, I don't know if you want to call it a lab, office maybe. They bring them onto their office, and then many times, and they have them discuss different topics. And sometimes they argue, sometimes they agree, whatever. But they have the husband and wife talk about topics. While they're talking, they measure their heart rate and their sweat glands, how much they're sweating. They also videotape them very closely, especially their faces, their emotions. And after these videotaped conversations, after this research, they go back, they watch the videotape step by step, like each frame. When they do it, when they watch it very slow like that, they can see very quick gestures, very quick emotions on the face. When you're just looking at normal speed, you don't see them. But when you look at a video and you go slow motion, you can see really quickly some quick emotion show on the face. So anyway, they have all this information, all this data about heart rate and all these videotapes, and then they study them very carefully and they identify, you know, what are the things that are the same for the successful marriages, the successful couples, and what are the things that are the same for the failing couples or the divorced couples or the ones that are probably going to be divorced. And from this research, he has identified different key traits, key things you must do for your marriage to be successful. And this article is one of them. And it's, of course, it's focused mostly on the husband. Other things are focused on the wife or focused on both of them. But for my own purpose, I'm of course worried more about what I can do myself. So this is focused on the husband. And one key trait is that the husbands need to be emotionally intelligent. It means they have to learn how to deal with their emotions in a healthy way. And this has two sides. One side is they have to be able to understand and respect other people's emotions. Of course, their wife's feelings. The husband needs to be able to understand and respect his wife's feelings, but also his children's feelings and his friends' feelings, just in general. He has to know how to understand and identify and talk about other people's feelings, and to be sensitive to those feelings, and to care about those feelings. And then the other side of it, he has to be able to identify and understand and communicate his own feelings. So he's got to be able to talk about his own feelings, and not just anger, not just, I'm pissed off, but also when he's sad and other things. He has to be able to clearly understand those feelings, handle them, and communicate them in a positive way, in a respectful way. And a lot of this has to do with what he calls accepting influence from his wife. This is what Dr. Dr. Gottman says, accepting influence is a key part of emotional intelligence. What does that mean? Well, what it really means, practically, simply, is that the husband has to share power with his wife. He influences his wife, of course. He has some, not control's a bad word. He affects his wife. He changes his wife somewhat. But he also has to be willing to be changed. He has to be willing, he has to let his wife change him. He has to accept her power. He has to accept her influence also. It has to be both ways. So accepting influence, sharing power, is very important for marriages, especially now. In most countries, society is changing. Women are getting more power. Those old ideas from the 1950s, man is in control, the man is the leader, the man says what is done and the woman does it. Those ideas don't work anymore. They certainly don't work in America or Europe, as we know, or Latin America. And in Asia, I know this is also changing quite a lot. And that really, this doesn't work in Asia anymore either. Simply because women will not tolerate it anymore, right? They're sick of it, and they're not going to put up with this anymore. It doesn't matter what men like or don't like or want or don't want. The women will not accept this anymore. In my opinion, that's good. So I'm quite happy about that. I think it's a good thing. But it's an adjustment, and he's right about that. In the past, men, especially older generation, my father's generation, my grandfather's generation, they did have that entitlement. You know, they had that feeling that naturally men should be the leader. Naturally, men should have the power or more power. And naturally, women should be weaker. They have this strong idea. Society taught them that. Their own family taught them that. So it's hard for them to change. Some of them have a difficult time changing. They feel they're losing that entitlement, and some of them do respond with righteous indignation. They do respond with anger. Now, to be fair, some of them do not. You know, actually, my own father, I've seen him change quite a bit. And I've known plenty of older men my father's age. In fact, my grandfather, my mother's father, was not like that at all. He very much shared power with my grandmother. In fact, I would say my grandmother was the stronger one in their relationship. So, you know, we have to be careful. These are general trends in societies, but they're not true of every single person. However, I think Dr. Gottman is absolutely correct that in general, in modern societies especially, that things have changed. And to have a successful marriage, as a husband, you must give up your power. It doesn't mean you're weak, it means you share power. It means you're strong about your own ideas and opinions, but you also respect your wife's strength, and you let her, and you want her to be strong, and you want her to express her opinions, and that it's a partnership, an equal partnership. I think Dr. Gottman's, you know, definitely right about that. If you do this, it creates healthier relationships. I think a lot of men, these old-fashioned men, they feel threatened, they're afraid of this, but actually I have found in my own life it's quite positive. It's a lot less stressful when you share power with someone else, when you're a partner. If you have all the power, it seems like it's great. You can, clean my room. But on the other hand, you also have all the responsibility, and that's very stressful. Another thing, I think, from the man's point of view, a woman who serves you, who's not equal, let's face it, it's boring. It's extremely boring. You know, I know for my own part, I don't want a servant. I want a partner. I want an equal partner. I want someone who has strong opinions and strong ideas, who's very intelligent, who's very confident. I can learn from her. And hopefully, I hope she learns from me too. So anyway, it's interesting because I read this article. We studied this article in my class. Here in San Francisco. And I was a little shocked, to be honest, that about the reaction. Several of the Asian students, especially the men, not surprisingly, disagreed strongly with this article. They didn't like this idea. They thought the man must be the boss and the woman naturally must follow him. And that is the way, you know, the world is supposed to work, or I don't know, God says this is true, or society, or whatever. They still had a very strong idea about this. And to be fair, there was actually at least one Asian woman who thought the same thing, who thought a woman should follow men. Now, for an American, and I'm sure for most Europeans, it quite a shock. I was like, I couldn't believe they were saying that. But, you know, I should not have been surprised. I've lived in Asia. However, I have lived in Asia, and I also know that the women in Asia are changing, and that these men may not like these changes. However, they can't stop it. So even if you don't like it, I think you have no choice. You have to adjust if you want to have a marriage, because, you know, to be really direct, if you have this old idea and you marry a woman today in modern life, if you act like this, she's probably going to divorce you. So you can try to be the big, strong boss, but, you know, you'll probably find that after a few years or sooner, she's just going to divorce you. So if you really do want a happy family and a happy life, I think you've got to change. And that I think that's as true in Japan and Korea and Taiwan and China and Thailand as it is in Europe and America and Latin America. I think it's true all over the world, really. And I, now, from a woman's point of view, of course, I think this is a very, very positive trend that women should be equal. They're as equally intelligent, equally smart, equally strong, maybe not physically in terms of lifting weights, but it's not important in modern society anymore. So anyway, okay, that's all. I will see you next time. Hope you enjoy this lesson. Please go to the forums. Write your opinions about the role, the proper role for husbands and wives in relationships. Do you agree with my opinions here? Do you agree with Dr. Gottman's opinions and his research? I don't mind. You can disagree with me. That's fine. If you disagree with me, go to the forums and tell me that, you know, AJ, you're totally wrong. That's fine. If you agree with me, that's also great. Write that. Okay, I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.